It is the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I would be JR, and I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Always on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. And wherever you are, wherever you at, thank you as well. Happy that you're here. We've already had a fun show. Thank you so much to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News. Senior writer for the Sporting News. Breaks down all things college football. He thinks Texas is in the driver's seat or best positioned to win the championship. Okay, even though Georgia beat him twice. Okay, Bill. We'll talk to Bill in a few weeks. He'll come back and join us. We talked about all the Alabama fans complaining. Get over it. Win some games next time. Win some more games next time. And then how about this? It is Monday. It's Monday night, Monday evening. In an hour from now, we got Monday Night Football. We got the Bengals. And we got the Cowboys. These are two teams that mathematically, they're not done yet. They're not eliminated. They still got life. The Cincinnati Bengals, outside of Joe Burrow and Chase, they stink. They got a record of 4-8. And the Dallas Cowboys, they are 5-7. I mean, we even have Micah Parsons lobbying for Mike McCarthy to keep his job. This after about a month ago, he's just like, I don't care what he does. He goes or comes or whatever. Okay, fine. Touche. So we'll get to that matchup when it starts in about an hour's time. Last hour, we also talked about Bill Belichick, and he admitted today on Pat McAfee's show, he's like, yes, I am considering taking my talents to Chapel Hill. We have to see what he does. Okay, you want to see him in that baby blue? All right. Iconic. Michael Jordan and Belichick. Okay, fine. Belichick says if, the way he was talking made it sound like he can't wait to go. Guess nobody in the NFL wants him. We haven't even hit the offseason yet. And so we have more to do. I do want to wrap up and talk about some of the NFL games that we saw yesterday. I want to talk more college football now that we know who's playing where and when they're going to play. We got to wait for the bowls. We got the Heisman finalists who have come out. So we'll get into that. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As we are an hour away here from the Bengals and the Dallas Cowboys down in Arlington. Hickey, astute observation by you. And then we're going to talk about Juan Soto, who can afford a stadium himself. Hickey, they open up the roof again.
How about that? I guess when Monday Night Football comes to town, Jerry Jones feels the need to try to show off and open up the roof. Obviously, we know what happened last time did not go very well. Roof or shrapnel metal was falling from the roof. This time, though, seems like it went off without a hitch. The roof is open. No one has gotten hurt. There's been no sightings of metal just careening down from the the sky. I think we're all clear.
Joe Burrow didn't have to run for his life.
Thankfully, no.
Good. Good. I mean, you spend $2 billion for a football stadium. You expect the people inside to, be alive if it functions. So good on Jerry Jones for doing something right, I guess. Hickey, he'll talk about the roof being open tomorrow. Win, lose, draw, bad game, good game. Cooper Rush could throw 5 touchdowns. Jerry Jones is going to slip in somewhere about how the roof was open. Such a good job they did this time.
I mean, that might be the only highlight tonight, possibly.
Oh, boy.
Hey, at least the roof was open without a hitch, huh? Am I right?
Oh, boy. You're saying that the Dallas Cowboys won't keep up with Burrow at all in Chase? No?
I'll ask you, do you trust Cooper Rush in a shootout against, that Cowboys defense has been pretty leaky? Do you trust Cooper Rush to keep up?
Man, I wish we could cue this song up. I know we can't. You know that guy who does the song, Hell to the Nah, to the Nah, Nah, Nah. Hell to the Nah, Hickey. I'm not.
I
who
agree.
Is? Who is? Hell, look, This man, Joe Burrow, on this miserable ass team that plays no defense. So there might be a shootout because the Cowboys defense stinks outside of Michael Parsons, which will probably he will probably and likely be eating Cooper Rush up for dinner. But either way, man, this Joe Burrow, outside of his money, he appears demoralized. Am I wrong? Like, he just stands up and wakes up and it just looks just done. He looks miserable all the time.
I think he does have, in general, like an even-keeledness about him where he never really looks happy in general. But I'm with you. Like, you hear him talk. You see the way his body language is. I mean, how can you not be? He's having a career year.
30
and this
team's
out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Joe Burrow has 3,337 yards passing, most of it out of necessity. Let's also remember, Mixon is no longer a part of the team. He leads the NFL with 30 touchdown passes. Joe Burrow only has 5 interceptions. These are the type of numbers he was putting up against, I don't want to say UPS drivers, shout out to the UPS drivers, but he was lighting people up at LSU with these numbers. And now he's doing it at the highest level in the NFL. And Cincinnati is 4-8. A matter of fact, let's listen to Joe Burrow. He's probably going to light up the Cowboys in Dallas tonight. Hey, Joe, what do you want everybody to learn from watching you tonight?
Well, I want to win, but I want to be fun to watch. I always want to be fun to watch. You know, I want people to see my command of the offense and accuracy and playmaking ability and everything that I bring to the table. But, you know, I want people to tune into the Bengals and want to watch us.
We want to watch. We want to watch you. I want to see how many touchdowns you throw to Jamar Chase. That's it. And all the reason I want to sit down and watch. I've never heard anybody say that. I'm turning on a football game to watch Cooper Rush. Yuck. Let's hear it from Cooper Rush, the guy who nobody's expecting nothing out of this guy today. Hickey, I'll give him three. What you thinking?
I will take the under.
Okay. How many sacks? 4. What are you thinking?
I will go under 4 sacks, and then we get the ball out fast.
Okay. All right. Let's listen to Cooper. And by the way, you may have never heard Cooper Rush in your life. Let's take a listen to the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback about how he is feeling currently in this Cowboys offense.
You like to think that, you know, through practice and through your mental reps, you can go out there and function. But there is an element of getting back into the rhythm, being a starter and throughout the week and, feeling more comfortable. And I think as an offense, we're feeling more comfortable. We're doing things well and we're executing.
Hickey, sounds like he should be doing calculus somewhere, man. It's NFL starting quarterback. Who am I to say? I don't throw a football for nothing, but damn.
I trust him to do my taxes. Hearing him talk like that. And you think he's commanding a locker room?
I don't know. I guess, right? Wasn't Heineke getting ready to do taxes before he got back into the NFL? What now he was doing?
That's right.
Was he a tax man?
Yes, because I think he did a commercial with TurboTax, I'm pretty sure. I think it was him. Someone did, if not him.
No, listen, if you were an NFL player and you used to be a tax man, man, I'd be out there trying to lay your ass out. I remember you tried to audit me. Be out there laying them out. Yeah, this is a time of year where we get a lot of replacement players. Like, you just get guys from God knows where. I didn't watch the end, but I heard it in the car of the end of the New York Giants game. And I'm like, oh, of course he misses the field goal. It's like, this is what's supposed to happen. Like, and then we got Carr, Hickey, we got Carr, who's probably out for the season now, Derek. And this is the replacement's time to shine. And then we even got a Super Bowl contender. The Kansas City Chiefs are on kicker number, 3 now? Kicker number 4? The guy who kicked that game-winning field goal yesterday, barely, against the Chargers. Matt Wright. The ball went off the left upright, bounced in. He was 4 for 4. The Chiefs have now not won 9 straight games. 9 straight division titles. The Patriots won 11 straight. And so everybody is utilizing replacements. The Chiefs are just literally picking up guys off the street to win games. And that's their 15th straight victory in a one-score game. The Chiefs are living dangerously. The death of their season might come down literally to the left tackle position, because Patrick Mahomes is getting sacked all over the damn place. Or it'll come down to the kicker. But Butker's going to be back. But you know, by the postseason, he'll be back.
I think he should be back within the next, few weeks. Tail end of the regular season, but definitely back for the playoffs.
Well, they'll be okay. They'll be fine. We know the Kansas City Chiefs will be there. And Patrick Mahomes, after Sunday Night Football, beating them Chargers again. Now, 7 straight times the Chiefs have beat the Chargers. You got this man, Patrick Mahomes. He's just like, listen, man, all that matters is that we win the game and execute when it matters. Like going all the way down the field and holding the ball and killing like 4 minutes a clock.
Even though I feel like we could have played better, I mean, that's a good football team, a good defense, and we were able to have a good last drive there to get us in field goal range. As long as we have a chance to go out there and have the football and make a play happen, I feel like we're going to make it happen. And giving Matthew the chance to kick the field goal, and he knocked it through.
Yeah, well, they're so used to it. It's like, oh, okay. Kill the clock, field goal, game over. Okay, I've seen this before. Andy Reid is just, he's a genius. He's used to this. This is boring. This is what makes him a good team. Because ass teams can't do this. There's a reason why a guy like Matt Eberflus is, where is he, in Hawaii right now?
I hope he's far away from Chicago.
Yeah, that man is in Hawaii. There's a reason why he is no longer head coach of the Chicago Bears. Because he doesn't know what a clock is. Hey, listen to Andy Reid. Future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time. He's just like, man, our offense did their job, okay? And then we kicked the ball.
He's a solid kicker, so I wasn't too worried about it. Once we got down in there, now to get down in there was a nice job by our guys. That play that Pat and Kelsey made right there at the end was something. So that's not quite the way it was drawn up.
Somebody give that man a cheeseburger. He sounds like it's been a tough night, and it was. But everybody knows it's not what the Chiefs are about. They got the Cleveland Browns up next. Come on. What is that going to look like? Hickey, that might a shoot. Will that qualify as a shootout? Jameis 3 touchdowns. No, Jameis 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, right?
Yeah, because he can give a pick 6 or 2 away, help boost his score. Yeah, I think that we could see a shootout here.
Yeah, I know. World can't wait. Kansas City and Cleveland. This is the matchup we all look forward to. Oh, okay, anyway. Hey, how about this? The Chiefs Super Bowl contenders. They're not the only team living on the edge. They're not the only good team that is just, I don't want to say barely getting by, but, you know, showcasing warts, because there's no such thing as a perfect team. How about the Philadelphia Eagles? And their wart is not the head coach, not in this regard. It's not Nick Sirianni. He might have to help things out. But yesterday, they beat the Panthers only 22-16. I say that score a little bit closer than what I thought and expected. The Eagles have now won 9 straight. They had 209 yards total rushing. Saquon Barkley had 124. Saquon already has more rushing yards in a single season than any human being who's ever run the ball. For the Eagles, people are looking at him and going, is he going to break Dickerson's record? That's what people are looking at right now. But folks are also trying to understand, how's the passing game going to improve? It's a second straight game that Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown more than 226 yards. A matter of fact, he's only thrown 226 yards combined over the last 2 games yesterday. 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. A.J. Brown only had 43 yards receiving. Devontae Smith, God bless him, finally healthy from that hammy, warming up, 37 yards. They haven't thrown the ball. They got to find some balance, right? Now, Jalen Hurts has been ridiculously efficient when he has thrown it, but where's the balance? By the time we get into the postseason, in about a month or so, is Saquon, is he going to be kind of driven into the ground? Don't they need to find some balance? The Eagles are talking about it. How about the wide receiver, A.J. Brown? He's talking about it. He's like, man, y'all didn't even throw me the ball until almost halftime. Listen to this.
Offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think they need, that the offense needs to improve on? What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this where maybe the passing game isn't everything you want it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly.
No, not too nice of a conversation. Yeah, well, throw me the ball. What are you doing? Yeah, what times A.J. Brown was open, he did not get the ball. And that's the Carolina Panthers. Expect the Eagles to steamroll through this team. They didn't. It was a close one. And Nick Sirianni, knowing that this was a close one, 22-16 against a team that's 3-10, and you're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. Nick Sirianni, always the genius, always talking fast. This is what Nick Sirianni had to say about a close game.
Enjoy the victory. Enjoy. Don't be a prisoner of your expectations and enjoy it. But we got a lot to clean up. There's no doubt about that. And so, enjoy it for the night.
Hickey, that wasn't nice of me, right? To count the us? No.
No, it's fair. It's fair. He's not the best messenger in the world.
He's not. That's why I'm like, what is he saying in the locker room? You want to be pointed. You want to be direct. He was never that from when he had his introductory press conference. And you can always chalk that up to being nervous. But you want your coach to come out and deliver a stern message. I don't know if Nick Sirianni is running around and doing that. And good luck to the Eagles, though. At least their defense isn't as bad as it was last year. At least they improved in the locker room. Hopefully Nick Sirianni doesn't blow them up. Or blow it for them. And over the next month, let's see if they get the ball out. They got wide receivers who are threats. That's one of the reasons that Saquon Barkley can go ahead and run wild, because they do. They gotta pay attention to AJ. You gotta pay attention to Devontae. But every now and then, you gotta throw them the rock too, just to keep them engaged. No such thing as a perfect team. Doesn't matter if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles. Sometimes you just gotta go out there and throw the ball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah. We talked about throwing the ball. About 45 minutes away from the Cincinnati Bengals down in Arlington, Texas, taking on them Cowboys. As Hickey mentioned, the roof is open. No one has been hurt. And Jerry Jones is probably thrilled. We'll talk more about that game, especially as it gets started. We'll keep you up to date. And speaking of coaches and wanting to deliver a message, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, let's talk about a coach, because he got a lot of hyping up to do over the next several weeks. His name is Kirby Smart. He is the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs for a team that's trying to compete for a championship. The quarterback went down on Saturday. Quarterback is probably down and out for about a month, maybe longer. I'm going to give you an update on what's going on in Georgia and what could Kirby Smart possibly say to instill confidence in his guys to win the championship. We'll talk about that. We'll get into some more NFL. We're going to get into Juan Soto. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we talked about coaches in the last break. Andy Reid is just like, yeah, whatever. A field goal kicker kicked a game-winning field goal. I've seen this a million times. Nick Sirianni just saying whatever. He's like, yeah, whatever. We'll try to win the Super Bowl, beat Carolina. Offense is fine. We'll throw to the wide receivers. Yeah, whatever. And then I told you, Kirby Smart, he don't have to find a quarterback. He just may not have the one that he wants. Ugh. I mean, that got ugly even on Saturday. We saw Georgia beat Texas. It took them overtime again. Thank God it didn't take 8 overtimes. Gunnar Stockton had to hold down the fort. Thank God Travis Etienne came back to run the football for the Georgia Bulldogs. And then he ran them, right into a bye in the number 2 seed here in the college football playoff. And I guess what everybody is looking forward to right now, especially if you're a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs, is whether or not Carson Beck is going to be around, because Carson Beck, as of this afternoon, he has a busted up elbow. We don't know the details, and he is out indefinitely. And it's also been stated that he is looking into a second opinion. Well, you need a second opinion. Why? Because the first one wasn't good. So we'll see what happens with the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know. Good luck to Kirby Smart going out there, you know, looking for some quality quarterback play. Now, we know that Carson Beck, he can have some games where he just throws the ball to the wrong team. But then Carson Beck, he can also hold on to the ball enough of the defense to go to work. Gunnar Scott, Stockton, we have no idea what the hell this guy's going to do. And, oh, my God, how about this? As I say that, talking about finding somebody. Hick, you saw they found a guy, I can't even call him a sniper. What do we call an assassin? You see they found this guy in Pennsylvania?
I did. Altoona, right by Penn State. A little scary, a little too close to home.
Oh, wow. This man has been gone for about 4 days, and he decided to hang out in Pennsylvania? He ain't go that far. He went a few hours away. What, he run out of Monopoly money? What was his deal? He said he left the bag in Central Park full of Monopoly money.
Yeah, that really, I don't know if they're trying to throw him off, whatever, but yeah, that's.
I would say he's a smart addict, but the guy is an alleged assassin. He's a killer, allegedly.
Allegedly, and you see, he's a valedictorian, too?
I did. He went to UPenn, right?
It's a shame. All the brain power went for nothing.
Ali. Whatever.
Like, he's in jail for life now, right?
I would think so. I mean, how difficult is it to go, oh, these are your fingerprints? Yeah, is this the gun? Yeah, you did it. All right, bye. how tough?
Court case ever?
Yeah, how tough is that? I saw something that said he has gained almost a quarter million social media followers as of this afternoon.
That is sick.
And people are going, oh, thank you for doing the Lord's work, bro. Whoa.
What?
Yeah, man. People are wild, man. I don't know. I know O.J. Simpson isn't here anymore, so I don't. He's not tweeting these messages out, but.
Well. Wow.
No. We don't know where. We might know where O.J. I think I might know where O.J. is. I keep that to myself.
Probably smart.
Yeah, I keep that to myself. But damn, they got this guy. What a word. Hickey, he was sitting down inside McDonald's, and they said he had like multiple fake IDs on him, like he was Jason Bourne.
I guess it was thought out, right? It was not just kind of spur of the moment. That's for sure.
To a point, I'd be in Montana somewhere. I don't even know. With all these fake IDs, well, no, he get flagged at the border, right? Canada be like, no, sir, this is not you. You just go to the woods. He went like, Hickey, how long is that? 4 hours? He went 3 hours away? 3.5 hours?
Yeah, he did not go very far.
He's been gone for 4 days. At least move through one state a day, at least. He must have been running out of cash. Somebody with a degree is pretty stupid. Anyway, Hickey, he's going to write a book too, right, I guess?
If I did it?
Yeah, just like OJ. If I did it, there's not. Or what?
I guess he's caught, right? So can you just say, I did it? Here's why?
He got to plead guilty. I think, by the way, do you know what that walk into the precinct is going to look? Are they going to do it? They're going to do it in New York? They're going to pull him by the back room, and they're going to walk him down Broadway?
That's a good question. I don't know. Put him no fanfare.
None? You don't want none, no?
I mean, he's getting a lot of popularity, which is ridiculous, but.
This guy, they say he's like a model. The guy has photos with no shirt on, and I don't know. Wild world. I was talking to my brother yesterday. Hickey, I said, what do you think this guy is right now? Hickey, I'm not kidding you. My brother said, this guy's probably in a McDonald's somewhere.
No way.
He did. I will text you the visual evidence. I said, where do you think this guy is? He said, this guy's probably in a McDonald's. He called me this afternoon. I said, yeah, man, you were right. I said, you're better than the NYPD. I said, you found the guy before they found him. Anyway, he's been found. Let's see if he's ultimately found guilty. Also being found, this is a hell of a reminder. Tonight is the Simpsons game for Monday Night Football?
That's right. That's why they couldn't flex this game out, because the drawings and all the creations were already made already.
Oh, my goodness. So what does this mean? Is there I got to tune into an ESPN alternate cast to see, like, Homer Simpson playing? Oh, is he going to be Mike McCarthy, right?
I did not look much into it, to be honest with you. I had very little interest, so I don't know what the setup is like in that aspect. I think it's just on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, is, I believe, where you can find it.
I don't have any interest either outside of curiosity. I'm going to try to watch the Simpsons version of this game.
Hmm.
And I want to see how stupid it looks. Like, I've never watched the SpongeBob this and all. I've never watched any of it. I just don't care. I don't care.
You didn't watch the Nickelodeon? Slime, no. What do they call that?
Or like I don't know.
The slime explodes when it were at, no. You get for a touchdown? No?
No. So what is this? They're actually going to, they're going to have 11 Simpsons? They're going to have 22 Simpsons characters playing football?
I guess, with maybe Homer commentating?
No, I thought Homer would be like Mark McCarthy on the sideline, right?
Maybe. I did not look anything into this at all.
Hey, Marco Belletti, do you know anything about this Simpsons cast?
I didn't really look into it, but it was actually on the TV in front of me. What I think they just did was take the players and made them Simpson characters.
Yeah, so if I watch this, we will watch Simpsons guys play football.
No. You'll see Joe Burrow looking like a Simpson.
Right. On
so
the
you're
field.
Not going to see Homer. You're going to see Joe Burrow. You're going to see, you know, Cooper Rush.
But Homer will be there. He will. He'll be Mike McCarthy. I'm almost certain of it.
I don't know. I think you'll just see Mike McCarthy yellow. You know, like you'll...
No, as Homer.
I don't know if they'll do that. I think they'll have other Simpson characters there, but okay. I think they're going to try to make them look like...
themselves.
The real people, which is part of the reason why they couldn't flex out, because it's too hard to make... you know, all this production beforehand to make them look like the real players.
Well, this is a crap game, so I'm going to entertain myself while I sit in the studio. I'm going to figure out how to watch it because I have never seen The Simpsons or Simpsons.
Wait, you never saw an episode of The Simpsons? Not one?
You, Marco Belletti.
Come, JR.
Let me finish.
All right. It's been out for 30 years, man.
I have never seen an NFL Simpsonized version. Of course I've seen this.
All right.
You want me to tell you about the first episode? Do I need to tell you about the more, was it Johnny Carson they started off? Come on.
Santa's Little Helper in the Christmas episode? No.
Yes, I had that on VHS. Right.
I was a little concerned. I get it.
They picked them up from the racetrack. Yeah, Snowball 1 and 2. Come on.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking. Again, you don't have to like it. Obviously you do, but 30 years it's been on. I haven't seen a new episode probably in 15, easy, but it's been on forever.
I stopped in 20.
I mean, that stuff was on when I was a kid. I remember watching them on the Tracy Ullman show. I must have been like, you know, 10 years old.
Yeah. I stopped when, did Ned Flanders die at one point?
You were watching longer than me. If Ned's dead, I don't know. His wife's dead.
That's right. There you go. She died. And the kids, whatever happened to those sons? Got to be in a monastery somewhere now, right?
I was going to say, do they age?
Do any of the Simpsons age?
I don't think any of them age, right? So they're still in Bible school?
Is Mr. Burns still alive?
Oh, I would hope so. If you kill off Mr. Burns, you might as well kill off the show.
Well, I mean, Mr. Burns would be the first one gone.
Nah, he should be the last one. That's the whole point. He should outlive everybody.
I remember he was, he had so many diseases in his body. That not one disease could overtake the others, and so he lived forever, yeah.
They're all working in perfect harmony.
Yeah. It's a good excuse for me to just
He's indestructible.
Work. Yeah, I remember that. Hey, look, reverse psychology. Just might as well get every disease possible. You stay alive. I think that's what they try to do to us anyway. Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to try to be like Mr. Burns. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk some more football. I'm going to let you hear what Kirby Smart had to say about Gunnar Stockton. I don't know how excited he is. And then we have some other NFL teams that, let's just say, they ain't look all that good. Buffalo Bills, that defense fell asleep. And the 49ers, I guess they're looking good too. And then we're going to talk about Juan Soto. So much to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we've been talking football. This is the time of the year. I can't believe it. It's December 9th. And no, it's not that time of the show yet. When we get to the final segment, yes, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I just can't imagine. We're here already. I feel like we were just having a chat about the college football playoff. We were getting ready to see what Washington could do. And then the Super Bowl was here, and here we are. It's cold and snowing and raining. Championship this, championship that. Oh, time flies. Time flies. You know, I had mentioned Kirby Smart and Gunnar Stockton and what might happen. The Georgia Bulldogs, look, if there is no Carson Beck, regardless of how bad and inconsistent he is, you got a good chance of just, yeah, you can look at Georgia's defense as keeping him alive, but you might as well mark him off. I'm not expecting nothing out of them. Not with a guy who barely's ever played. Hey, listen to Kirby Smart. He talked about Gunnar Stockton, you know, holding it down while Carson Beck was nursing an arm injury.
Man, the kid played just tough as nails. I mean, and he hadn't gotten to play much this year. That's the hardest part is you don't get a chance to play these guys. The Florida State game is probably the most he's played. But can't say enough about his toughness, character, whatever you want to say. The guy's a phenomenal leader. He made some good plays. And I think everybody else rose up around him.
All right, whatever. Hickey, if Carson Beck is not back, they're done, right? Can the defense hold them down for that long? I don't think so, man.
I mean,
one game, maybe one. You know?
That's it. I mean, I don't think they can. Even if they had Carson Beck, I don't think they win a national title. Also, the good news about well, I guess we'll see more, but I mean, at least early on, limited the turnovers, and I thought provided a spark more than Carson did.
He could run, but how much are we going to expect that? And you got to do this against either Notre Dame. Okay, fine. If Indiana should upset Notre Dame, then fine. But is Notre Dame going to lose to Georgia with Gunnar Stockton? No, I don't think so. We'll find out soon enough. But at least Kirby Smart, this is his job. He's going to big up his guy. Try to instill as much confidence as possible in his guy. He ain't got no other choice. And could you imagine? If ETN did not come back, they would have lost that game on Saturday. Is that they would have lost, period, flat, done. Everybody be kissing Texas ass. 855-212-4227. That was on Saturday. If we take a look at some of the games yesterday, speaking of quarterback play, yeah, we discussed Joe Burrow and what he's getting ready to do tonight. What he's done so far this season leads the NFL in touchdowns thrown with 30 of them on a terrible team, a 4-8 team. Well, I mean, yesterday, Josh Allen, he had a ridiculous game. And the Buffalo Bills still lost to the Rams 44-42. They were down 17 points heading into the fourth. It looked like the Rams were just going to walk away with it. But they just couldn't get the job done at the end, even though they fought and scratched and clawed their way back into the game. Josh Allen, first quarterback in NFL history to throw three touchdowns, rush for another three. The man had 82 rushing yards. He threw 342 yards in the air, and they still lost. Buffalo Bills now have a record of 10-3. The Los Angeles Rams are still showing signs of life in a packed and crowded NFC West. They are now 7-6. This is the Rams' first time above 500 all year long. Puka Nacua coming down with 162 receiving yards. The head coach of the team, of the Rams, Sean McVay, he says, man, I love my Rams. We were going blow to blow with Josh Allen.
There's a lot of things that I'm proud on. There's always going to be things, Timmy, that we can clean up. And I want to see us be able to move forward the right way. And it's cool to be able to play meaningful football in December. You never take that for granted.
Yeah, meaningful football. Well, they're trying to get into it. Just maybe the Buffalo Bills have been just too comfortable throughout the course of the season. Their 7-game winning streak has now been snapped, and their head coach, oh, forget the head coach, we'll get to him in a second, the quarterback, the man who broke all the records yesterday, Josh Allen, He says, man, we were just lazy all game long.
Maybe, maybe not. We got to come out with some urgency, though, and I don't think at any phase of the game did we do that today.
Why do you think that was missing today, that urgency?
We'll talk about it as a team and try to figure it out.
Oh, okay. It's the end of the season. They better figure out soon. They got the Detroit Lions next. That's not going to be easy. I don't even know what the score on that game is going to look like. Probably not as high as we would all think. Another 40-40 game? Eh, possibly. I'll tell you this much. If they had a shootout, I'm picking the Lions over the Buffalo Bills. This might be a Super Bowl preview. Hickey, would you mind a Lions-Bills Super Bowl?
No, wouldn't mind at all. Be fun.
Yeah, I expect a lot of points. Let's see what they do. Meanwhile, the Rams, this is a big game for the Rams. They have the 49ers on Thursday. This Thursday, Thursday night football. The Los Angeles Rams go to San Francisco, go to the Bay. That's San Francisco. That's not where they play. And they're going to take on the 49ers. And the 49ers, they beat up on the Bears in Thomas Brown's first debut as head coach with the Chicago Bears. 49ers are now 6-7. I told you about the Rams. They're now 7-6. Seattle is 8-5 after knocking off the Cards 30-18. Things are very, very crowded in the NFC West. Pretty wild stuff out there. Hickey, you got these Niners. They're still dead, right? You still think they're cooked?
Still dead. Yeah, I'm not believing after this one.
Yeah. Down to their third string running back, who, by the way, give him credit, 78 yards and 2 touchdowns yesterday. Brock Purdy threw 2 touchdowns to Juwan Jennings, so that should go out there and count for something. It's just, I don't want to say it's too late. They don't have their stars. Their biggest star, Christian McCaffrey, is done. And for the Bears, you want to talk about a quarterback who's been playing well with nothing to show for it? Caleb Williams is not turning the football over. He threw 2 touchdowns yesterday, both of them to Roma Dunze, and had no turnover. And the Bears, what's next for them? They now have a record of 4-9. We had a lot of people saying the Chicago Bears were all of a sudden, they were going to be, I don't know, 9-8. They were going to battle for a wild card spot. And Eberflus is gone. He's on some beach in Hawaii somewhere right now. And Thomas Brown just lost his first game of the year as head coach, even though he's the interim. Nobody's expecting a damn thing out of him. And the Chicago Bears' gift is to take on the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. And I get it. It's Monday night. Divisional foes. Yeah, Minnesota, you got Chicago. A good portion of the country will sit and watch and, I guess, enjoy and see what Caleb Williams does. People want to see if Sam Darnold will go out there and throw another million touchdown passes. And that's the allure. I'm just, Hickey, I'm done with the Bears this year. I don't care. Not interested. I can look at the numbers and just see what Caleb Williams does. And obviously, I'll be watching because I'll be here in the studio. But, like, there's certain teams I'm just like, do I need to see the Bears the rest of this year? What am I watching for?
Yeah, that first half left, to say the least here, a lot to be desired. Was that like 8 yards total? I mean, yeah.
Is that football?
No, not good football, at least.
Like, Saquon Barkley can do that with one run. We can't have a team do that. That's pretty pathetic. And Hickey, by the way, you still interested in, well, I guess the answer is yes. You're not a bad fan like me. Hickey, I was happy when the Jets lost yesterday against the Dolphins at the end. I was rooting for them to lose. I'm like, yeah, what's the point? What are we winning for? No point in this.
I don't think they've won in Miami. I think it's like since 2014, I believe, is the year. The last time they won in Miami, you weren't rooting for the streak to end there?
No. I was hoping that they lost. No, they just need to lose. Every time, with every loss, the New York Jets get better for the future. Would you not agree?
No, you're right. Maybe closer to getting a quarterback you need.
Yeah, I don't know who that will be, but we'll find out sooner than later. Your quarterback, he ain't play yesterday because there was no game. Are you still in on the Colts? They're below 500. You think they're cooked, right?
Yes, to be fair, I mean, I was out on them since like week five or so. So I was in on them before the year. I thought they'd make the playoffs. Then I saw the start and said, oh boy, this team's not very good. So I'm still out. I'm actually, I'll sound like a bad fan here.
What?
I hate the fact they're playing the Broncos this week. Yep. The time that they're playing is awful. Well, they're playing at 4:25 Eastern.
Okay.
In that same window, you have Steelers, Eagles.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
And Lions, Bills.
All three of those games on at the same time?
All three on the same time.
Well, we know the game that America doesn't want to watch. That's the Indianapolis Colts.
And I don't really want to watch either, to be honest with you, with those two games on.
Why are they making people choose? So it is, yeah, it's Eagles. It's a battle of Pennsylvania, right? No, we had that already. Say it again, what?
No, yeah. Steelers-Eagles, battle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Steelers-Eagles. And what's the other one? The
Lions,
Bills and the Lions?
Bills, both at 4:25.
You have to watch the Lions and Bills first, and if that game sucks, you got to just switch. Or you go back and forth. You watch both?
Watch both. Well, in some cases, all three.
Yeah, you do. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're getting ready for Monday Night Football. We're going to talk about Juan Soto and that contract. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Beat Show, the Infinity Sports Network.